This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Willing and able to get you what you deserve in life. All right, stand in front of the mirror today and see what it is that you would like to accomplish. Say to yourself, I have a good day in front of me. What shall I do today? Certain things need to be done today, so let's get at it. We're doing certain things here that we do every day, not the same conversations, but we approach things in the same way because the ladies of the day have all this unique information that they want to share with you on the DJB experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with People in the News. You may or may not be happy that the Clooneys have twins, Ella and Alexander, boy and girl. First children for the two of them.
How life has changed for George Clooney, huh?
Yeah, I would bet. So Clooney had some humor. I guess this was really his rep who said, quote, this morning, Amal and George welcomed Ella and Alexander. Everybody is happy, healthy, and doing fine. George is sedated and will recover in a couple of days.
That's about right.
Yeah, right.
At least they gave them normal names.
I
normal.
Agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no Apple here?
No Apple
right.
And Moses?
Moses? Yeah, there you go. Bill Gates in the news today because he may soon be on the outs.
Wow.
Look at this. Guy who founded Amazon, Jeff Bezos, is going to be the new king, it would seem, as billionaires go. Bezos is on the cusp of overtaking Gates as the richest man in the world. What about the richest woman in the world? Who is the richest woman in the world?
The queen?
No. Take another guess.
I don't know, then. Oprah.
Richest woman. Oprah.
Nope.
Has to be up there. Good
nope.
Guess, though.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Keep going.
Is it someone who's a standalone or who has, like, a family fortune?
Family.
Family.
And she
fortune.
Married into it. It's not really even her. It was because she married into the family.
Is it, like, a Vanderbilt or something?
Nope.
Is it the Heinz? Is it Teresa
nope.
Heinz?
No.
Uh-uh.
Think of a company
nope.
Where yep. People who
think
are not rich
think of the largest
shop.
Company. Yes.
Oh, Walmart. Largest, yeah, Sam yep. Walton's right. Wife or yeah. Daughter, probably, right?
No, his daughter-in-law.
Got
and
it.
I want to say her first name is Stephanie, but I don't think that's the case. I was looking at this in the... There are a couple of different indexes, Forbes and Bloomberg. They have mostly the same list. So Bezos is worth $86 billion because his stock in Amazon has gone over 1,000. He owns 17% of the Amazon stock.
Smart move.
My God.
So I think that stock is over $1,000 now, right?
Yeah.
Amazon is over $1,000?
Yeah, yeah. It was sort of lurking around there last week and then it went over and it's pretty much stayed there. It's gone up $250 in the last 6 months, $150 since March. So Gates has $89 billion and Bezos has $86 billion. It's amazing. And Amazon now, in terms of total value, is worth two Walmarts. In the beginning,
wow.
It was nothing. And now there is Amazon. Amazon was nothing. As a matter of fact, I remember it wasn't that long ago, maybe, what, 15 years or so ago, 20 years ago, when people were buying Amazon stock. And people said, what are you, nuts? They lose
what
money every year.
What was it in the
year.
Beginning? What was it? It wasn't just a website,
20.
Was it?
Amazon?
Yeah.
They were selling things. I'm trying to remember what the heck
I don't
the
remember what it was.
Of
yeah.
Amazon. No. But it was like $20 when it went on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you'd put, let's just, I think I did this because I was looking at this number on Friday, Carol. We were talking about it. And if you spent $1,000 buying Amazon stock when it came out the first day, it's worth $500,000 now. That $1,000 investment.
Wow. That's a rate so of return you don't see every
you,
day.
If you put $1 million, it'd be worth $500 million now. Zuckerberg's on the list. He is gaining as well. added $16 billion to his net worth first half of this year, so he's up to $65 billion. And, you know, these numbers are all like, hello, so what difference does it make? What do you do? These people don't have any, they're going to, either they reinvest it in the company, buy more shares, they invest in something else, they give it away. You know, people say, isn't it great that Bill Gates giving away 85% of all of his wealth?
Well, he's got it.
That still leaves him with about $14 billion. What are you going to do with $14 billion?
No saint there, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I think, I disagree with you on that.
Well, look, I think that he's, obviously, he's
set
trying.
He set a standard and a goal in getting a lot of people who are in his class to see the vision.
And he's fine because he's not just keeping it all. But really, no. I mean, you can only get so clean in the shower, right? I mean, isn't that true? If you can only get so rich, I mean, at some point you just tap out. You have enough.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. At what point do you have enough? Okay, next name in the news is Michelle Carter. This is not such a happy place to be. Story from Massachusetts. Yesterday, this woman on trial accused of manslaughter after she sent dozens of texts to her boyfriend urging him to kill himself. She was 20 years old at the time. Boy is 18.
Oh, my God.
She texted him, "The time is right for you. You're ready. All you have to do is do it." They exchanged hundreds of texts. And then last July, this kid was found dead. He'd battled depression, suicidal thoughts. Was found dead in a car in a Kmart parking lot. So the texts in his car, they went through them. They saw all the texts back and forth between him and his girlfriend. And so that was why she was brought into... they exchanged 20,000 text messages.
Jeez.
In the last year of his life. 1,000 of them were sent in the days just before he died. And if you can see the story, it's actually today in the Washington Post, but it's in the Boston papers. It's all over the place. After he died, then the young woman texted a friend saying that she had been on the phone when he passed away, helped ease him into it, told him it was okay. I could have stopped him or called the police, but I didn't. And that's why they grabbed her, charging her with involuntary manslaughter. Her legal team claims that she actually tried to help him, and that's where all of this came from. So, the drug thing, I don't know if you've seen this or heard this yet today. There's a report out that highlights, it underscores what's going on with drugs in our country and how bad the problem is. The most people under the age of 50, the most common reason for them dying in our country is an overdose of prescription drugs. People, this is a national epidemic. Last I was talking about watching Bull, which has become one of my new favorite shows. I always quite liked Michael Weatherly on NCIS, but he's very good in this show. This is actually quite, I hadn't seen it before, but I started watching it. I don't know why I found it, but I did, and I quite like it. Well done. And the reason I'm telling you about the show is because every single break had a drug spot in it for some drug you may have heard of or you never heard of. And it's this kind of pushing, it's this kind of promotion, it's this kind of plugging that gets people to thinking, okay, there's the drug, I heard that, whatever. And you ask your doctor and the doctor, hey, can't tell you how many people I know who are on 4 or 5 different prescription drugs. And you wonder, does the doctor know what some other doctor, the shrink gave you one medication and somebody else gave you something else? So who knows what the combination is? What it does to you? 59,000 people in our country under the age of 50 off themselves last year on drugs. Prescription drugs. And in Ohio, the problem is worse than any place else. Last year, 4,100 people committed suicide on prescription painkillers, drugs that were in the drug cabinet. It's astounding what's going on. Are there that many people? Do you know people, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, that are that unhappy with life? That they're on these things? Some of them just happened by accident, but more often than not, it's the story that this kid, he was depressed, people... You know, having trouble. He was bullied by his friends in high school, all that crap that you hear about every day. And so he gets himself to a point where he has access to toxic drugs and takes them.
Mm-hmm.
So
you think that, you know what's so strange, though? And again, I like to look for the greater cause, because prescription drugs are a result of something. They're a result of somebody's unhappiness. They're a result of someone's pain or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Do we remember? I mean, I know teenagers have always been angsty, but doesn't it seem like this particular class
more
of
angsty.
Teenagers is more angsty? And is that maybe, again, a cultural shift where instead of celebrating people's differences and their strengths and their weaknesses, we sort of reward everybody to keep everybody on an equal playing field? I mean, I don't know. I think there's definitely some cultural shifts in the way that we're schooling kids and raising kids now. That's a little different than in how they deal with life stressors than it used to be.
How do you deal with life stressors, Jennifer?
Drink heavily. No. I'm just teasing. You know, I don't know that I deal with it well. I have this attitude that you just keep going. And a lot of times I put my head down and just go, because, you know, the more you dwell, the more painful it can be. I think, you know, I make time on the weekends to go get a massage, or, you know, I try to keep Sundays for myself so that I can actually get stuff done, so that I can have a clear mental space. There's things that I do that can kind of keep me on the right path.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria? What do you do?
Well, I probably start with wine, and then. but yeah, I mean, yeah, I try to meditate. I'm not great at it, but I try. I try to take a little bit of, you know, time to myself to just walk, because being outside in nature is always really good. So I try to just do that. I would like to get a massage. I'm trying to fit one in before the wedding, but
Carol, what do you do?
I exercise, I sleep, I talk to my mom. She's very good at letting me vent and talk stuff out, or, you know, just talk to friends in general. That's good.
Good. All right, so I bring this to your attention. I've been the last couple of weeks talking about this company, and I wasn't going to go here, but I think this is a natural segue into talking about this outfit, Better Addiction Care, which people hear, and they thought it was, I got a couple of emails from people, it's kind of strange you're talking about that on your program. Well, it isn't really, when you consider what the news is and how many people are addicted to stuff. I'm betting that every one of us here has in their life someone, whether you know it or you don't, who has a drug problem. And there are, you know, all kinds of, you're addicted to painkillers, you're addicted to alcohol or some other thing that will put you in a bad place. If you know somebody in your family, a spouse, sibling, struggling with addiction, send them to Better Addiction Care. You can call 844-262-8658 for a free consultation. The cycle of addiction, as I've talked about, is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger in our country. It's kind of too bad that we have that weakness, but we do. So this is a way of dealing with it. It's probable, with the proper care, you get through the problem. Better Addiction Care. Do it now. Call Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. I know you're reluctant to do it. I know. Maybe you're helping somebody else. Maybe you're helping yourself. This could save your life, or the life of a person you care about so much. Again, the numbers, 59,000 people killing themselves under the age of 50 last year in our country alone. If you're addicted to whatever the substance, become a success story. 844-262-8658. Most people have insurance that will cover 100% of the costs for your visit to Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Don't put it off. Take advantage of what they offer. Help yourself. Help somebody else. 844-262-8658. 21 after the hour.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large all-season heavy-duty quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Almost 24 after the hour. One of my favorite pop groups today is Coldplay. They have it. And so as many people came together for the Ariana Grande One Love concert in Manchester, there were a lot of great vibes there. Kind words for the people participating and those who had come from this place of being a victim. But apparently, all of the good vibes, not enough to cure a problem between the Manchester siblings, Liam and Noel Gallagher. I don't know that much about these two. Who's up on the Gallagher brothers?
Kara and I are both fans of Oasis. That was their band in the 90s. Yeah. They were really big, and in the 2000s. And they've since both gone solo.
Yeah.
So
right.
Liam
so
showed
like
up. Yeah, Liam showed up as a surprise, and mm-hmm. He tweeted earlier in the day that, you know, hell might freeze over, so it was kind of people were wondering if he and Noel were going to reunite on the stage in their hometown of Manchester, which would have been a massive deal. But Noel yeah. was on vacation in Italy with his family, so Liam is not happy with Noel.
Yeah, some of the texting is something we can't read on the air for the most
yeah.
part. But then Chris Martin took over the Twitter handle of the band, trying to mend the rift, saying, quote, "Thank you, Noel Gallagher, for giving your blessing and encouraging us to play Don't Look Back in Anger and Live Forever on Sunday. Everyone knew in advance you couldn't be there physically, so thank you for being there in spirit, for lending us those incredible songs." He added, "And thank you to Liam Gallagher." That was awesome. Liam was in Germany, flew to Manchester to play at the festival. So trying to put them together. Will it work? I don't know. When egos are that out of control, anybody who has that much anger for somebody in the family, or maybe just in general, you got to wonder what is there about these two or anybody in that circumstance that allows them and their egos to get so out of control that they can't even talk to each other? Come on.
Well, I kind of agree with Liam in this case, though, because Liam said, oh, well, you know, you couldn't get on a plane. We all got on planes. Everybody yeah. flew from around the world. You know, Coldplay was on their tour, and they got on a plane. And, yeah. no, I mean, how isn't England to Italy closer than England to Germany?
No, but same.
So, yeah, I mean, but that's what Liam did, so I guess his point was, you know, Noel, you're on vacation. There are pictures of you on a yacht drinking rosé while the rest of us are at the concert for our hometown. So I kind of agree with Liam on this one.
Get it together.
Get your blank together. Here's somebody who has her blank together, Wynonna Judd, becoming one of the most successful mainstream country artists of all time. Remember when she was on the road with her mother, the Judds? Mom's name is Naomi.
Remember when we saw her in concert at the Shatner Horse Show? That was...
Yeah. Was that 2015, I think it was, Jennifer?
Yeah.
She's got a
great
voice.
Last year, she joined her husband, former Highway 101 drummer. Is it Cactus Moser? Is that how you... That's the name? Cactus?
Of course. Wynonna needs to be married to a dude named Cactus.
Guy named Cactus, right. Album's called Wynonna and the Big Noise. A lot of blues here. The track Keeps Me Alive is now the focus of the first full-length concept video from Judd in 14 years, shot at Oakland Mansion in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is south of Nashville. Spotlights the work of Derek Crux, former member of the Allman Brothers Band. Now he's got his own group. And apparently this new video has a spiritual connection to it. And that's, she's got a lot of soul, this woman, I'll tell you that. But she's had a lot of problems too, Jennifer, I think. Hasn't she?
No, she's actually had a pretty clean life.
Well, I thought she had a couple of
problems. Yeah, her sister is the one that gets a little crazy with the politics.
Ashley.
She's
right. Yeah. All right, so no
next. She's a little nutty.
28 past the hour.
I won't be lying. I won't be trying. If this can't keep me alive.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What if your perfectly trained kitty suddenly stopped using the litter box? Every cat is entitled to an accident once in a while. However, if your kitty's elimination habits suddenly change, it's important that you take her to the vet for a checkup. Once any physical problems have been ruled out, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. But first, let's understand the psychological factors that may trigger such behavior. Cats are very sensitive creatures, and many things may trigger litter problems. The arrival of a new baby with the new smells and the scent of dirty diapers may trigger this behavior. The same holds true for the arrival of another pet in the household. Even the absence of a beloved family member may set off this behavior. No matter what the cause, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. Make sure you select the right type of litter. Make sure you keep that litter box clean all the time. And this is so important. If you don't get rid of the scent from the cat's point of view, they're going to return over and over again. So use a good pet odor neutralizer. There's many on the market to make sure you clean up properly. You can have a cat and a clean house at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you. here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
You, but I want to hear more from Jennifer and more from Victoria. What do you think? Yay!
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 There's a certain amount of confidence that comes from these ladies, and that will prompt you perhaps to spend more time with us so you learn more about their abilities and their aptitudes and their accomplishments and what they're undertaking and how it will maybe help you push yourself. They're both very busy. Ladies, Kara is very busy helping. I'm here to edumacate the country. I believe that's part of my task as a boobcaster, to edumacate the country. So here with the bully pulpit that I have.
What are we learning today, Professor?
We're going to talk about Mars today, madam. Mars used to have a vast network of water. New research out suggests that the planet, the red planet, might have even had more water than we expected, than we thought. How about that? Excuse me. Scientists measured the volumes of Martian valleys, found the amount of water on the planet's surface was 10 times greater than they thought earlier on. So they're looking at this data, Researchers realized the amount of water needed to carve those waterways was 4,000 times more than what the valleys could have held. So, the suggestion here from the scientists is that Mars, in a way, recycled its own water, evaporating it from the oceans and returning it to the surface as rainfall, pretty much the same as what happens on our planet. Scientists suggested that oceans had been larger than the, for example, the largest ocean is the Arctic Ocean. And a lot of people think it's the Pacific, but it isn't. If you look at the Arctic region, even most of it's frozen. But that's what they think covered most of Mars' northern hemisphere. And I'm sure that with the situation there, the same as it is here, that over the billions and billions and billions of years that the planet has existed, there have been a lot of changes, because that's what happens during the evolution of these planets. It's so hard. Each time I talk about this, I become more in awe of what we're learning and more in awe of how minuscule we are. Not only to the planet, but to this in general. Many of us think we're so important, but we really aren't. It's nice. There's an old disc jockey phrase that I used when I was a jock in the 70s, cornball. It was cornball radio from wall to wall. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Can you hear me saying that?
Yes.
All right.
Your cheesy jock announcer voice, yeah.
Well, but there was another jock that used it. I just stole it from him. Anyway, in this circumstance, more specifically focused on Mars here, because it looks like it's our next launch point. Elon Musk, this is your good news for today. There's water on Mars.
Is he going to Mars, or is he going to the moon?
No, he's going to Mars.
Okay.
He's going to go to the moon first as a launch point. They want to set up, in the next few years, they want to set up a base on the moon, mm-hmm. so they can use that as a launch point to go to Mars in 2033. That's
Got
the
it.
Plan.
Is he going to be one of the first people?
Yeah, he goes first.
I would think he'd still be around.
He'll send a test puppet, I bet, first.
Yeah.
But so does that make the moon the ultimate truck stop then on the way to Mars?
Yeah. That's the way of looking at it.
He'll stop for beef jerky and a table.
Yeah. So,
that's
to
like
add to
Spaceballs, I love that.
That is a great movie. What is it? Pizza the Hut.
Yep.
Remember that from Spaceballs? So, now, to add to the research that's being done by the NASA folks, the private and the public stuff that's being now analyzed, one of the things that's been detected in the last week or so is the violent merger of a couple of black holes. You know, people think that the reason there are black holes is because there's a vacuum and it sucks everything into it, and they worry about a black hole. I think Stephen Hawking has said that the universe will disappear into a black hole eventually. I don't know how he figured this out, and I wouldn't worry about it at the moment. But these black holes that you can see portrayed that are about the ones as they combined, and this, by the way, this was just discovered last year and became public information this last week, but it happened a billion years ago. Hello? who's got a grasp on all of this?
A billion years ago.
A billion years ago, and this was 3 billion light years away from Earth. But this has been detected by a laser interferometer. It's called the Laser Gravitational Wave Observatory. My God. And they've recorded primordial shock waves.
Wow.
Which then, when analyzed, were considered to be the collision of these two black holes into a hole that was 49 times bigger than the sun, the mass of it, than our sun. And 1,000 scientists have been involved in this effort at Caltech, which is where they do a lot of this stuff, Jennifer, as you know.
Uh-huh.
That's a big place for space research.
Right down the street.
So they're all, they're basing it on, the discovery is based on the astrophysical aspects of measuring warping of space. It just is, I mean, it's fascinating to talk about, but when you try to figure it out, the whole thing.
The expansiveness of it all kind of gets, brain-locks me.
But you can visualize, Victoria, like a huge tornado in space. That's pretty much what this is.
Yeah.
And then they collide together, and it's just amazing. It is amazing what it does, or what it might have done all these years ago. And there are more of these things that will be unveiled as they find them. You can't see it through conventional telescopes. Wasn't it last week, the week before, we were talking about that huge new telescope? Was it down in, was it Paraguay? It's as big as a house, and we'll be able to see
all these
things. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah, that's a new one being built, right?
Yeah, yeah. But just think about the ramification. I mean, it has no bearing on us, really, but yet it does because it's so... Well, here's why I am interested in it. I'm fascinated because of what the human mind is capable of creating and understanding. I think that's really what sets me into a place that is that fascinates me. That humans can figure stuff like this out, figure out how to build something that can measure something that happened that long ago and that far away. It's just, I think it's a great tribute. See, we have so much, we waste so much of our talent on stuff and talk about these people that are killing themselves on drugs, and yet look at the human potential that we have. Look at what we do. We can't get along, but you know, it's kind of the theme of Wonder Woman and the bad guy Zeus and where that all comes from.
Did you see that movie yet?
I did.
Oh.
Last night. Yeah, it was raining. It was horrible last night, so I just went to the movies.
Everybody seems to really like it.
It's a good movie, and she's fabulous. And Chris Pine is very likable. I always find him very likable anyway, but he's really likable in this role. And there's this British actor, Simon Pegg, that you won't even really recognize, who's in it, who's a great character actor. He's been in the Mission Impossible movies and a bunch of other stuff.
You know, it's funny. He was in Star Trek with Chris Pine. He played Scotty.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he was in all the Shaun of the Dead movies. He's great.
Yeah, he is good. Yeah. And you won't really recognize him in this, but then you figure out, okay. Yeah, it is a good movie, and there's an interesting lesson in it. But and spoiler alert, yes or
no? No, don't do it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet, and this one I'm actually going to see, so no spoilers from you.
No spoilers, okay. I won't tell you what happens to...
No.
Okay, sports time. Jennifer, the Dodgers. Ooh, look at this. Their minor team is in hot water. What in the world is going on?
Their minor team.
Hot water. Get it?
I get it. Yeah, their minor team. Usually it's the minor league team, right?
Yes.
All right. So a press release that was sent out by mistake.
So they talk about going to the minors, and that's why.
Right. By the Dodgers minor league team, the Ogden Raptors is causing a bit of a stir with their latest promotional idea. So this is what the release read. The Ogden Raptors are proud to celebrate the great sport sans clock. Okay. With Hourglass Appreciation Night on Friday, August 11th at Lindquist Field. The home team hosts the Billings Mustangs, but the real Thoroughbreds will join Raptors broadcaster AP Herald in the booth since August is the eighth month of the calendar year and an eight looks tantalizingly, is that the word? Similar to an hourglass.
Maybe.
Be there a better way to remind the world that baseball needs no clock than to feature 18 hourglass shaped color commentators? So, the Stars Talent Studio will provide a different stunner for each half inning, and the Raptors will also video stream the broadcast booth. Fans will have the opportunity to pose for pictures with the lovely hourglass-shaped ladies as they showcase seriously splendid visual appeal. Now, as soon as sports writers saw the press release and started commenting online, the Raptors management released a statement saying the promotion would not be happening, and they apologized to anyone who was offended. So apparently the media shamed the Raptors into shying away from an hourglass-shaped woman, an inning idea from the Raptors. Mm. I think, Dougie, it's something you would actually like. It would make baseball interesting for you, probably.
That's probably true.
Anything on an hourglass makes me interested. All right, Bill Belichick, Victoria, talking about whether Brady had a concussion. Of course he had a concussion.
Multiple, according to Giselle, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We did that story about last month, I think it was.
Yeah.
When Giselle was on doing an interview and said she took her husband, Tom Brady, to the ER after one of his games because he wasn't acting right when, the, you know, he was at home and he kind of was slurring his speech. And she took him to the hospital, and the doctor not only confirmed he had a concussion, but apparently his brain scan showed that he had had multiple concussions that were never reported. And so this was kind of controversial for her to talk about this because Tom Brady never went public with this and never told the team.
Yeah.
So, of course, Bill Belichick yesterday was talking to the media at Foxborough, and he was asked about this, the comments that Giselle made. He deflected, but then, you know, the sports writers wanted, they pressed him for more of a response, and he just basically said that the team files injury reports in compliance with league guidelines, which wasn't much of an answer. Then he passed the buck a little bit more and said, when it comes to injuries and that situation, he said, that's not really my job. That's what we have a medical staff for. So he didn't, in his typical Belichick way, he didn't seem to show a whole lot of compassion for Tom Brady, but I don't know. That's sort of his M.O. with the press, I think.
He's his meal ticket, though, isn't he?
He certainly, yeah. I mean, what are the Patriots without Tom Brady?
Yeah, well, they'll have to figure that out because he's not going to stick around forever.
I mean, they have the hot backup guy, but, he's good, but he's not Tom Brady.
Yeah, but his wife, I think what you're going to see here, my sense is, I don't know this other than my own gut telling me, his wife, who does seem to really care about him, is going to start working on him to get out with these concussions, because otherwise, you know, you have a few more of these as you get older.
He's also 39, isn't he? Or is he 40 now? I mean, at some point, you're going to age out.
Yeah.
All right. 12 before the hour. Food for thought here on the DJV Experience.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Yes, trades are scary. When a player leaves your team, you're not supposed to like him anymore. You can't even wear their jersey, except in this location, there's no judging going on, even though they at Buffalo Wild Wings aren't going to be the judge. Maybe others might be, but Buffalo Wild Wings provides you with wings, beer, and sports. What a combo. Buffalo Wild Wings, 10 minutes before the hour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A little barking and the like, barking, bumping. The love you have for your pet is underscored when we have Warren Eckstein on the program. Warren is the host of the Pet Show. Check it out at petshow.com. Been on the air. This is, I believe, is his 300th season with the Pet Show. Talks about dogs and cats once in a while. A little cow story jumps in just because of his friendship with a guy who's got cows. I don't know where that came from, but it's kind of cool. And horses. Did you hear the story yesterday about how horses have a sixth sense and it's perception? They have the same five senses that other mammals have, but they're very keen when it comes to perception. I don't know if you saw, if you know, well, you probably know that because you are around big animals as well as small animals. People ask me whether cows are as perceptive as horses. I had never seen the study before about how perceptive horses are. Cows are as well, but maybe horses more so because there's more human contact. Do you think that's true, Warren?
I think all animals have a sixth sense. I think it's a little bit higher in certain animals based on their relationship with people. I think people have a sixth sense, but it's inhibited in most of us. You know, years ago I did a whole thing about, I don't want to get too deep into it. There were three times in my life where my life was saved by a dog. I mean, three real serious times. And the bottom line was, it was the perception or my reaction to following the dog's reaction versus my own thoughts that saved my life. So they are very instinctive. I do believe they have a sixth sense. And sometimes when in doubt, listen to your dog or cat or horse. And horses, because of the touch, horses are really sensitive to touch. And I think that's part of it also, the feeling of the person with the horse.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Good information, good advice. All right. Speaking of advice, how about we spend some time as we get someplace in the country, it's got to be warm. I haven't found it yet, but as soon as summer starts, where I am and where Victoria is, we'll need those tips for keeping your dog healthy and A-OK, because as it's getting hot, people do strange things like cut the dog's hair, which is not probably a good idea, right?
No, not a good idea at all. You know, but more importantly is that a lot of people are aware of the summertime and risks for people like sunburn, heat stroke, skin cancer, but they're unaware the same things can affect our pets, especially older pets, younger pets, and light-colored pets. For example, limited exposure to direct sunlight during the hottest part of the day can actually create problems for your dog. They don't sweat like we do. They only have sweat glands on the bottom of their feet, so they have to pant a lot. So the heat is really important. Sometimes you'll see that little dog sitting in the window barking at the mailman when he goes by. That's the dog. The sun may be coming down, heat stroke. And also, sun cancer, it's a big problem, skin cancer with dogs and cats, especially light-colored dogs. My own little Chihuahua terrorist mix, Cisco, is very light-colored, and he'll go out into the porch, and a lie on his back, and his belly's exposed. So I have to go out there and put sunscreen on him, but only use sunscreen that's made for dogs, because PABA's really not good. That's really important. And if you notice any changes in your dog, make sure you do something. The best thing to do is stay inside, watch a movie together if it's too hot outside. And
there you
exercise.
Go.
Exercise early in the morning or late in the afternoon after the sun goes down. That's just smart advice.
Are there signs to look for skin cancer with dogs? Because I have two blonde little guys, and my Chihuahua loves the sun, and I have to force him to get out of the sun sometimes too. Is it just important to just keep checking for marks like you would on your own skin?
You would look for little marks. You'd also look for little raised bumps on the dog or the cat at the same time. That's why I'm a firm believer. You know, people joke with me because I massage my dog every day, and they say I should put on Enure and massage the dog a little longer. But the bottom line is I massage my dog every day, especially when they get older, so I can feel any lumps or bumps or any discoloration on them. So that's something you'd have to have checked right away.
Yeah.
You know, skin cancer can be deadly.
All right.
All right. Next up, a sort of sign of the times. Well, this time of year, not only is summertime, but it's wedding time, people getting engaged, that sort of thing. So dogs get in on this act, Warren, do they?
No, I'm old-fashioned, Doug. I'm the kind of guy, get on one knee, ask. If she says no, take it. But anyway, nowadays, a lot of guys are afraid to propose, and a lot of women are afraid to propose. And so they came out with a brand-new item. It's called a dog proposal collar. You can get it in any color you want, any size you want. And if you want to propose to your future fiancé, don't do it by yourself. Just let your dog walk into the room with this bright-colored collar that says, will you marry me? And they're selling them like crazy.
Are they?
My feeling of this is they should have a collar on the person saying, if that's the way you're proposing, no.
Right, exactly.
But it's really a legitimate thing. We were talking earlier off air about marriage and whether your dog's involved in the ceremony or not. So this is really something that's serious. I get a lot of people. I've been invited to a lot of weddings, bar mitzvahs. And the bottom line is that the dog proposal collar may be a good idea if someone's a little too shy to propose to their significant future other. I don't know. What do you think?
Ow, 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 ow.
What do you think? I just the visual of a dog walking with a collar that says, will you marry me? Just kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
not a whole lot of creativity there.
No, it's not. Really.
It's the same as writing it in the sky.
He doesn't have a whole lot of courage. He says to me that the guy you're going to marry, the woman you're going to marry that sends the dog in with a collar, may be someone you might not want to trust if you're in trouble in the future.
How much is that dog in the window? It's Warren X.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.